Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome back to the Rusak Gamer Podcast, and episode 5 of our Flames of Gold campaign. Tonight, my character, Cole, does absolutely nothing. Zero, zilch, zippo. Todd couldn't make the game, and I really didn't want to cut him out of our next scene, which should be a nice fight sequence. As a result, we get lots of Talithel, Briggs, bad dwarven accents, and the spy who missed last week, Ethan. Listen as Briggs runs from the amorous lady, who's married and he'll have nothing to do with her. Thrill to Talithel being Talithel. And cringe at the latest dwarven accent. Now don't forget, comments, critiques, complaints, whispered sweet nothings for Todd or Jeff, or both together, can all go to 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us an email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Or drop by our forum at rpgcrosstalk.com. You can also play along at home by following us almost live from our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to all these sites are at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
I'd like to play right now.
Are we done?
Are you won?
Yes, we are.
Hit it?
It is Wednesday, September 14th, 2011. This is episode 5 of Flames of Gold. I'm Roy.
I'm Joe.
Jason.
Hey, I'm Jeff.
Doug.
Bill.
So,
Todd's
sick. No, Todd got to work.
Yeah, work issues.
Bummer. Stinking work.
I did see him for lunch today, though. We went out and, because we're working in the same city.
So, you used up his nighttime work, huh?
Well, he showed up and he's like, oh yeah, I'll see you in 6 hours. I said, cool. And then I got a text. Hey.
No, I won't.
No, I won't. Work stinks. I gotta go.
By 6 hours, I meant 7 days and 6 hours.
Yeah.
Alright, well, okay.
So,
Todd stinks now. So is Jeff's dog.
She can't help it. All right. Where are we, Bill? What's going on?
We're at your house.
Mm-hmm. Physically and metaphysically.
And that's game-wise.
Ah. Well, no, we're not at his house in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I read the summary. It sounded like we still were.
Okay.
Doesn't matter to me.
No, we were...
Well, first off, any changes to beliefs this week?
Yes.
I'm shy one.
Right. Let's see.
I'll go first. First one is, I will turn Nora against Maria at the performance. The second one is, I will use the musical performance to give Briggs time to look around for Mason's plans.
And Nora is the benefactor, the patron.
Plan.
Right, and Maria is your competition for anybody that happens. He's maybe joining us for the first time.
Okay. And
third one is I'll always do special requests for
Martha. Okay. Next.
I changed two, and I've since changed one, Bill, since I updated the website, so I need to go back and
I've been at work since.
Okay.
I haven't seen a computer since you posted.
Fair enough. First one, don't fall in love. Same. The second one, I will help arrange a performance contest for Lady Nora's party. And the third one, I will assist Telethel in obtaining information regarding Lord Mason.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Ka-chow. And instincts, no change there.
You read the third one again.
I will assist Telethel in obtaining information regarding Lord Mason.
Okay.
Because we really...
Now, are you going to assist him, or are you going to get it for him?
I'm going to... We're going to work together to try to get it, and I'm going to do...
Me as a distraction and him as...
Right, well, I'm just saying...
What's the best way to get your persona out of it? Is that what you're
doing? Grab hold with both hands.
Okay. I'm guessing during his performance.
Well, you don't have to tell me how you're going to do it. I mean, say, I will get this information for him.
Even if you just work for
him. You can even go farther, like Jeff does a lot of the time, and go, I'm going to do this specific thing for him.
I'm going to get the information.
You don't have to, but
I'm
going to.
For him.
No. You're good as it is. I mean, I'm just...
That's what I'm going to do. Right. I'm going to get it for him.
Okay.
Or I'm... Feel free, Jason, to...
Use him.
Yeah, use me as a tool to get this information. I will do what I can to help you. I don't really know how we're going to do it yet.
Hey, that's where the game is.
What information are we trying to get?
Well, we don't know anything really about Lord Mason other than he's married to Lady Nora and he hunts pirates.
Okay. Well, as far as
I'm concerned, Baron Fell asked me to do a special request to get in and find as much information about Mason's plans for out in the water.
Lord Flint is in the camp of the Grand Admiral, who has poorly disguised plans on the throne. Not enough to actually have him put down for treason.
Lord Flint or the Grand Admiral?
Grand Admiral.
Okay.
But the Baron, being a king's man, is getting Talithel to go in and get whatever information he can on Flint's plans, whatever they may be.
Right.
Treasonous would definitely make his day, but, you know, just knowing what he's doing so they can be thwarted, that's the plan.
Okay.
Currently, the three of them are on their way to talk to his rival romantic interest, Singer, who's...
I thought I was with them.
No, you're with us.
You're with them.
Was I with you guys?
You're with Falcon.
Oh, well, I need to change a belief. Sorry.
Yeah, because you all were going to do...
You all went and talk with Millie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to Millie first, and then we were on our way to Maria, and then we were going to go to Norris.
Mm-hmm. Well, I need to change some beliefs. Then.
Remember, how did we solve a problem like Maria?
Shooter.
And then during our little escapade, they found out the thug Thorsbane, was hired to kill Todd. So
he's a bounty hunter.
Which they also believe is dwarven, correct?
Sorry?
They thought he was dwarven?
Thorsbane is a dwarf, yes.
And so...
Argyle?
No.
No.
Argyle is the dwarf they circled up to get information.
Okay.
So the two of them found out information, and now we're going to go to the warehouse to confront...
Thorsbane.
Yeah, my notes really don't make sense unless you were here.
Right.
I'm sorry about that. That's just the way they come out.
Time frame, while they're getting ready to go do this, we have 3 days. Well, Todd has 3 days to get on a boat.
To go get
a supply.
The iron sand that he wanted
for the weapon.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so they were heading out to take care of Thorsbane as quick as they could. The rest of us have 5 days before we are invited to this quote-unquote party to go looting around through information.
In other words, we can't do both at the same time.
Right.
Choices must be made. Sacrifices must be made.
Sorry, Todd. No.
Last week I had to choose between revenge and the bar. I think I made the right choice.
Revenge?
Bar. I hadn't had my drink yet.
Right.
True. And he had just woken up.
Actually, I can still work.
Yes.
Yes.
Nodding your head does not come across on a podcast.
Okay. So what are you doing?
Roy is peanut gallery.
I'm going to be at peanut gallery tonight because Todd and I were going to go do this thing. Todd's not here. And I don't want to go do this thing without Todd because, I mean, that's half the fun. So otherwise, I could just get together with Bill.
Actually, I'd say like 10% of the fun because Todd's a lot. Todd's at 90% of the fun between the two of you.
That's right.
Well,
I mean, his voice alone.
I know.
Absolutely.
He's the catalyst.
He is.
Yeah.
You're just the solution.
Well, you know, if you're not part of the solution.
That's right. You're the catalyst.
No.
You're part of the problem.
If you're not the solution, you're the precipitate.
That's the one.
So which are you, solution or precipitate? I think you're solution. You're the medium in which Todd floats.
I'm feeling like I need to precipitate this whole section of the podcast right now.
Yes, yes, indeed. Yeah, so we're going to do a Martin and tell a story, then go back and tell the other story.
Okay.
All right. Anybody else? You want to go?
Well, I have two beliefs right now. The lion must be caged to find him, and you can talk your way out of any problem. I'm thinking belief number two should be to help Joe, because I know he's helpless without me.
I am.
The lion's standard operating procedure would be to be gone from here.
Right.
That doesn't mean you couldn't track him down someplace else.
Right. Right, right. I realize he's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't expect to accomplish that anytime soon.
But that doesn't... You could definitely still use it and figure out... Try and find where he went.
Right.
I mean, that could be a circles test or some other wise or whatever.
Right.
Or, you know, come up with a task and we can explore that, too.
Okay.
I know that's not helping you choose your beliefs, but there it is.
Well, if it's a choice between watching Roy eat nuts all night or going with these three to the party, I'll go with these three to the party.
But almonds, please.
He is good at eating nuts.
He is good at eating nuts.
Man, they're what your personal life.
Wow.
Almonds.
The whole almonds. Section of this podcast I'm going to have to cut out.
By nuts, I mean almonds, of course. Joe, what's your character's name?
Briggs.
Briggs is helpless without me.
Always a good start.
For God's sakes, we just met.
At least buy me dinner first.
Help him find the info.
What do you know about Renadian? You know about Renata.
Yeah, your info. But you're providing the distraction. Right. He's helpless on his own. I need to help him help you.
Calithel is a distraction.
Ain't that the truth?
There's a good belief.
So what do we got? You got anything, Jeff?
Well, I had a couple of things. I thought we were going to do the whole thing with Todd and them going
to
Thor's Bane. And if we're going to be doing the whole...
I was expecting you all to surprise me anyway, but...
Still might. Surprise!
Well, I don't know if we're going to be dealing with the rock snakes at all. I'm sort of my attention split because I got to watch my son. But
currently, you and those two are on your way to Maria.
Maria?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or Nora?
Maria. Then Nora.
I will
potentially
Nora.
Show
right.
I will convince
they're actively
Maria,
on the way
Maria to perform.
Hello.
At the party.
At Nora's function, Nora's party.
Yep.
Soiree.
Okay, that'll be the first one. And
Joe, what was your second one?
I will help arrange a performance contest for Lady Nora's party.
Okay.
Which, I think Telethel was in on, but we need his companion there.
And I've got I'll leave the other one. The other one, the other new one is, well, I've got two. And I think I can still work these in dealing with Nora. The other new one is, the rock snakes need guidance. I will mentor them on what it means to be a dwarf. And the other one is, I will use any means necessary to protect Captain Madrauder from Admiral Flint. And finally, my oath as a dwarf
right.
is, I must protect Sir Shane's secret and his orphan son, Senzio. And I think I can work that in, too, hopefully.
Okay, done?
I'll stick with the lion must be caged, find him. Briggs is helpless without me. Help him find the information, and you can talk your way out of any problem.
Wonderful. Ethan, he who did not appear last episode, has been skulking about doing spy-y kind of things. Do you wish to catch up to the triumvirate of terror?
Yes. I will catch up. I will step out of the shadows as they go by.
Ah!
Go back.
So you all are heading down?
The very skinny one.
To the docks.
Fellas?
To visit Maria on her galley.
Yes. She is on her galley?
Mm-hmm. She
floating
just
floating on the docks?
Floating on the water.
They must beside the docks. In the docks. Near the docks. We must go and see her. Very well.
How you doing?
Hello, Ethan.
Hey.
You look well.
I feel better.
We are going to talk to Maria. We want to hear her sing. We're going to settle this. Who is the greatest performer? Is it Maria?
And I don't know what I'm doing tonight.
Since Transylvanian.
That is good.
It's close to German.
Close to the German. And
Talithel.
So you just look
forget Talithel's name.
Hold on. He looks at me. It happens to a lot of people. They just lose it. Gone. You know, it's just that.
I heard Maria's voice. It is so beautiful. It's lovely.
You can't see above the table.
It's like a lilting feather on a beautiful yellow colored wind. We will go talk to this Maria.
So the first thing that catches your eye is a light in your eye. Her galley is gilded.
With gold?
With gold. Yeah.
Hence the term gilded.
It's very nice. It's very nice.
Clearly, this is her personal galley.
Oh, it's very nice. You do not have one like this.
No, I got stuck with a dwarf.
How come you have no galley?
You are much richer than that. In their personality. You can't hide true power.
It isn't presentation, sir.
That's right. See, it's all fake.
I don't think so. Let us go talk to her.
Yeah.
It's not the size of the galley that matters.
Motion of the ocean?
I don't know, I got nothing.
All right.
So,
you know her.
Proceed to the edge and call to come aboard.
A big, brutish man standing at the edge of the dock says, and who are you?
Just tell her Talithel is here. She'll know who I am. I will wait.
We will hold a boom box outside.
All right. Wait here. He goes up the gangplank, disappears for a while, and then five musicians come out with instruments, arrange themselves in a semicircle at the top of the gangplank, and start playing.
No need, I'm already here. I'm fine. No introduction.
This is your chance. Start singing.
Next, a small child comes out from under the and with rose petals and sprinkles them on the geck.
Oh, for God's sake.
Just wait. She has to turn sideways to get her head down the plank.
Are you taking notes? This is a presentation. Yes. This is the presentation I was telling you about.
And tickling your ears, you hear a faint, lovely voice that slowly goes louder.
Oh.
As she enters up onto the deck and radiance.
Sorry.
La 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 la.
It is very beautiful, isn't it? It's very beautiful.
She comes to the
why do you keep looking at her boat?
Edge of the dock. You can't look any higher.
I don't know where to look.
Give her a box.
I don't want to be offensive.
Oh, Talitha.
Maria,
so
lovely nice
to see you in this city you call home.
Yes. Please come aboard.
Thank you. Let me introduce you to a couple of my friends. This is Mr. Briggs.
Charmed.
And this, of course, is a dedicated fan to you. Hopefully I persuade him to change his mind, but he has great dependence of you. So I brought him as a friend.
Frau Maria. Click, click. I slam my heels together. It is an honor.
May the stone always shield you.
Oh, this is very nice. Oh, and likewise.
Deeper, bow deeper.
And the mysterious one?
This is why I have a beard, so she cannot see me blushing.
This is Ethan. So
Ethan. Pleasure to meet you.
Interesting. Come up, come up. So she escorts you all into a sumptuous appointed chamber, much larger than should be on a ship. Not TARDIS-wise, but you know.
It's not bigger.
There's a lot of wasted space to meet her comfort needs. And this is not her chambers. This is an audience room.
See the bold M&Ms? No green ones.
It's in a rider.
Yeah.
That means you hate them.
The green ones?
No, no. There are no green ones.
Right. Green.
Sorry, green.
Envy?
No.
Favorite color?
Favorite color? Oh.
Sorry.
I'm talking about me. Are we talking about player? Listen. The dwarf hates green.
Okay. Of course.
I'm stretching here.
He's trying to
He's going for mold breaker.
He's going
for mold breaker.
Thank you, mold breaker, for not liking the green M&Ms.
Yes, they need a meta mold breaker. Yeah. what can I do for you?
Well, there would be a
because I'm sure you're here because you need something.
Of course, my friend Briggs is wanting to schedule a performance at Lady Nora's house.
Oh, do you sing?
Days.
No, I don't sing, but I can think of other things to do with my lips.
How droll.
Is that charming? I just want to know, is that...
I have a claim to be a gentleman.
You have the off-kilter trait, too, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. My lady, I represent a mutual friend, Lady Nora, has requested that I help arrange a bit of a contest, a talent show, if you will, between yourself and Master Talithel. And we were wondering if you...
Oh, wait, there is no contest there. I'm clearly superior.
Clearly, I agree. However...
There may be some disagreement among the uninformed.
Yeah. That is why they are uninformed.
Well, we need to inform them.
I so, performed for
So
them.
What you've already said is yes, correct?
That is not what I said.
It's not really a contest. It's just all in good fun. It's a way to advertise your presence.
To
showcase the talent.
I'm here. Those who care know I'm here.
But everybody who's anybody will be at the party.
But this is Ambrios. Everyone here, they do love Talitha. Love him. Love him.
And where do you live, good dwarf?
I live in Ambrios.
And who do you love?
Oh. Well, I would love it if you would perform.
Persuasion.
It is tedious enough that I have to be here once a year.
It is all right with me.
We need you to perform.
If you don't want to go, that's fine. You can play with your band in a room with nobody here.
Be nice.
No. Wait a second. She can display her boat out of the docks. I told you guys this is worthless. All she does is glamour. She's not really a singer. We are wasting our time. She
envy
knows who
much?
The right one is.
Envy much.
Envy much, dear.
We will leave in a huff.
No, I won't.
No, see, no, obviously, there's more to her than just
meets
this,
the eye?
Than just this opulent, beautiful as it is, ship.
No.
No, I do. I believe there is. We can convince her to perform. She.
Oh, please,
no,
do try.
Lady Maria, might I offer a bit of a wager? If you come along, let's up the stakes a bit. If you win our little contest, Master Talitha will give you the opening act at the next performance for Lord Baron Fell, who happens to be a favorite of Talitha's.
One moment, I believe you mean it. She will not be the opening act. She will be the act.
She will be the act.
And Master Talitha will open for her and introduce her.
Yes.
As his favorite singer.
Yes.
Should she win?
Should be the featured act.
The featured act.
The headliner.
That is what we are looking for.
Baron Fell is quite a big deal in Archibos.
Amphrios.
And this would make quite an impression.
What city do we live
in? In this dastardly city.
Amphrios? Amphrios.
Amphrios.
Ambrosios.
Ambrosios, remember?
No, that's
right. Amphrios? We just cut a day town.
However, if you shall lose,
then you shall do the same.
Then you give us this boat.
Yes, you will give us this boat with the gold and the...
The gold.
The gilded boat. We want the boat.
It breeds a sickness, Master Dwarf.
So I got rid of that belief.
Not today.
Yes, we want the boat and you will introduce him as the greatest singer. What is the peninsula called?
You got it right with the greatest.
What is this peninsula called? Ionari
Peninsula.
Ionari! The greatest performer in Ionari. If you should win, he would do the same for you.
The most I would be willing to do would be say he's the best in Navarre, which is such a small and insignificant country.
Well, I could understand if you are afraid. It's all right.
She's afraid. I told you. She knows who's better.
She is.
But I do not wish to linger here any longer than I must. I do want to wait for the Baron to come back from his extended vacations in the countryside to sing a song for him. Suit me much better if you were to come to Tagab and introduce me. For all my performances for a month.
So I will have your services here for a month?
No. As
whisper louder, please.
What is that?
We want her to introduce you, Talithel, into Gal to her fans as her personal favorite performer. In fact, someone who has mentored her.
I like that word, mentor. That's a very nice word.
By his sheer talent. In fact, isn't your name pronounced Talithel? Sorry.
Terrible. Talent fell.
Talent.
Talent fail.
You're not there. You are not there, Mr.
Peanut Gallery.
Almonds.
Almond Gallery.
So, to get you to perform, if I should lose, I will go to your country and introduce you as the greatest singer for a month in your country. But if I should win, it will be the reverse role. And for just for my own interest. My entourage that is here with me now may come along on the trip.
What? Very good.
Which trip?
You're assuming we are, you are losing.
No, 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 no. If I win, she's going to take me away for a month.
To tell it them.
To her country.
Oh, yeah. To
spread the word for me that I am the best. Yeah. Her mentor.
Yes.
I do like that word, mentor.
On this ship.
It's only
for a month.
Only appropriate that someone of your advanced age should be considered that.
No wrinkles here, babe.
There
is
nor
no
will there be, my elfish friend.
Nope.
Someday you'll just fade.
So we have an accord? You will do it?
Oh, no. These are just... If I were to deign to do something of such...
We want you to do this. We want to convince you to do this, so... What do we need?
Dice.
Fine. who is taking the lead here?
You have persuasion?
No.
You don't?
Nope, but I'll open it.
Sing it!
No, you won't.
I can do it.
You got persuasion?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
You
I will help.
First. I have a persuasion of 4.
Yeah, Briggs, I think, started, so.
Not dual wits.
Hmm. The things they were putting forward were not out of her acceptance range.
And you will...
Now, if they would have put the boat on the table, we would have had to wits that one.
On.
But she's confident she's going to win, therefore...
So what exactly are we trying to...
We want her to perform...
Either way,
he's going
to her country.
No. We're going to go to her country, but... We want to have the competition to decide, and we're still going to her country, but if Jason loses the competition, this contest of who's the better singer, and I guess terms to be determined, Lady Noora will decide, then he will go and introduce her for a month. If she wins...
She goes and introduces him for a month.
No, if she wins, he goes and introduces her... For a month. If he wins, he gets to go to Tagal and she introduces him as her mentor and
right.
You know, inspiration.
So either way, we're going with Tagal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Not tonight.
Okay. Now, if she wins, he's the only one who has to go.
But we may go with him.
Indeed.
As his entourage.
Okay.
Yeah, I just figured you want to ride the boat since that's all you're looking at.
And this is just a straight up roll to persuade.
Persuasion.
Okay, I have a 4 in persuasion, and can I call on.
Is that all?
Seduction?
Not from the conversation that was just had.
Well, I have charming as a trade, but it's a call on for seduction.
Well,
she's
you have to
one,
use seduction. You never seduced her, though. You never
had to. Yeah, you have to lead with seduction to use a call on.
You never told her how beautiful she was or anything. So
nobody else is in the room, correct?
Just the 5 of you.
Okay.
As best as you can tell.
I will add 1 die.
4.
Stentorious debate.
You weren't loud.
I was loud. I got very loud there at the end. I got very loud. I buzz very loud. I buzz.
Chill, I got persuasion.
Really, you want me to spike it again?
You got a better than 4?
Because I can do it.
No, I only got 2 persuasion.
Well, I don't know. I really was.
Are you
going
to have to?
Did you say anything in the conversation?
I will.
Okay.
Well, if you want to throw in a seduction, I mean, you could still throw in a seduction at the end there.
My dear, clearly, you are the height of fashion. You need to come to the party and educate the women.
Seduction. See?
To be brought up to your level so that we have something lovely to look at all the time when you're not here.
But is that...
Definitely persuasion.
Persuasion?
That would also work as soothing platitudes.
Okay, so can I seduce?
You can... Say something.
I don't know. Can you?
Based on your first attempt, I'd say no.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Do you have any other forks that you would think?
Don't you have some lady wise? No, I have. It's all charming and seduction. charming isn't a skill, it's more of a trait. And it's a call on for seduction, which lets me, I guess, reroll failure once per night.
Yeah. On seduction.
Yeah. But I'm not using seduction, so I'm not sure he's persuaded. I'll let it ride.
No, hold on there. Let me get you your obstacle.
Okay.
She really just needs to be convinced.
You don't have anything.
But she wanted something in return, though, right?
Or no, that was the terms were agreed to.
Sure. Can you help?
No, I mean, she, well, I thought that this would be opposed because she wants him to come there.
No, that is the terms of the contest.
Well, then we could just say we want you to sing, period. Come sing. Because she wants him to do something in return. It's not just convincing her to sing. She wants something. She wants a reciprocation on his part. So I think it's opposed.
No, those are the terms of the contest.
Yeah, that would be at the contest.
Then...
You negotiated the terms of the contest. You did not convince her to actually participate.
That's what we're trying to do.
Right.
If she says no, then everybody walks away.
No, then you kidnap her.
Yes.
I mean, if we don't convince her, then nobody wins and everybody walks away from this. She's not going to perform at all.
I haven't told you what the terms of failure mean yet.
In terms of B, she's not going to do it.
Not necessarily.
She might want something.
Okay.
She might do it, but you have to do more for her.
Society.
And she's into dwarves.
No, we've already agreed on the terms
of the contest.
Not
should she, but if she doesn't participate, there is no contest, so there are no terms. I mean, I don't understand what we're talking about then.
You've established what the contest is, right?
Right, and but
okay,
we've
established what the contest is.
Right. But
hold on. Her, what she said. One of the things she said was, if I were to deign to do this. Then that's where you negotiated the terms of the contest.
Right, so if she
doesn't... The contest is, if you convince her to do the contest...
Right.
The contest will be, if she wins, A happens, if he wins, B happens.
Right, but if we don't convince her to do it, she doesn't do the contest, so there are no terms.
No.
We're not bound by anything.
You're jumping
still terms, you're just not bound by them, yeah. Yeah, that's fine, but so what are you asking?
Well, all I'm saying is, if she says, well, no, I'm not going to sing...
That's when you kidnap her.
Then that's, I mean, that...
But that's not what she's going to say.
Okay. It's fine,
failure,
but if she's going to...
Failure does not mean failure. If he fails his role, it does not mean you don't convince her. It means that something else has to happen as well.
Yes,
but if it changes the terms that we've already agreed to, then...
It won't be about the contest.
Okay, all right.
We don't really have to...
It doesn't have to be about the contest. Yet.
Well, that's what he's saying. If we fail, there will be something added.
Right. That's the way all failure is.
Like, she agrees to the terms of the contest, but he still has to pay her $1 million.
What happens? If there's failure?
In Burning Wheel, failure does not necessarily mean failure. In fact, they strongly encourage it not to mean failure.
Okay, so what are the terms?
Complications.
What's the complication? What happens if he fails?
I am going to tell you that.
I'm asking, what is it?
Let the man talk.
I keep asking, what is it?
The more you ask, the longer I'm going to take. Staring at me like a vulture is asking. I might just wait to see how long it takes you to burst.
I could sit here all night waiting for you to actually speak and tell us what the failure is. What is it? Just tell us what it is. I mean, if you need time to think about it, that's I understand. You want to mark these times, Roy?
Yeah, I've already started.
Okay.
Please stop staring at me.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, it's funny. Okay, your obstacle is her will, which will be 4. Are you going to throw in seduction?
No, but maybe Jason can help me with oratory.
Don't we want to find out what the result is going to be before he decides whether or not he wants to do? Before he wants to decide, he wants to add dice to it. What's the? He may not want to do it. Yeah, what are the stakes is what we're trying to find out here.
Well, I'm asking
he
about the dice, because if he throws... Don't shake your head at me.
He can decide whether or not he wants to add persona to it after you tell him the stakes.
I didn't ask about persona. I'm asking about seduction.
Well, he was going to do that anyway.
No, he was talked himself out of it.
Really? Why?
Well, he had a question. Oratory can't be used in this situation, can
she? She's your only audience, so yeah. No.
Well, unless you want to embarrass her in front of her, all the people she brought on deck.
Well, that's on the way out.
Well, I mean, he's... No, I mean, she brought all this entourage out, and if he embarrasses her in front of them using oratory...
You're not in front of them.
They're not in the room. It's just her and us.
Oh, I thought we were still on the deck talking.
No, you went down below.
We went down to the luxurious room.
Okay,
go
ahead.
Okay, then I'll do... Jason, if you can't help, then I will... My lady, if you show up at the party, you will by far be the most beautiful thing to look upon at the party. So either way, you win.
Oh, you say such the kindest things.
I say the truth.
Okay, fork in your seduction.
Okay.
All right, now the stakes. If you win, she will appear and participate in a contest with the... agreed upon stakes. If you fail, she will go to the contest and agree with agreed upon stakes, but you, Briggs, must be on her arm the entire evening.
It's up to you, dude.
Well,
that
then.
Makes it tough for you to do something with Nora, though.
Yeah, huh?
Well, she doesn't
maybe
perform.
Not. Hubba hubba.
That's right, she does have to perform.
Are you going to stand up there while she's performing, sit in a chair watching her lovingly?
Was Nora the daughter or the mother?
Mother.
Okay. The cougar?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God. What's her will?
Four.
Four? 7 out of 4? It's pretty good.
You're so good to fail.
Is that challenging or is that a difficult?
Is it a?
That's
is it
a routine
rolling,
right now.
Are you rolling four?
No, your target is.
My target is a four.
7 versus 4 is routine.
Mm-hmm.
7 versus 4 is routine.
Yes. I just checked. Yes.
Yeah, 7 out of 4. All right.
Well, going to spend any
persona.
Persona.
It doesn't count, correct?
It does not count, no. Of course, it's our routine, so it doesn't matter.
Persona will add 1, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For as many as you use, up to 3.
Okay. I will spend a persona. Jesus.
You spent a persona on persuasion.
You make sure you note that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Note that why.
That you spent.
Well,
yeah. Well,
if you spend enough
Arta
on a skill, it grays.
Yeah.
How much Arta do you have to do?
20 fate, a whole bunch of persona, and 3 deeds.
Yeah. I mean, it's 10, quite a bit. But
20, 10, 3.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah.
It's right here. Still a routine test, though.
Right? Yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Jeff, you want to watch these dice?
Yeah, go ahead.
Trying to get a 4. Did I just. Persona, so I added 1.
Okay.
Did you hear the terms?
Yes.
So what I want to know
These aren't terms, though.
Well, if... Yeah.
It's the consequence of failure.
Yeah.
What I want to know is, since his belief over there is he's going to help
That's
you
right.
out, since you're helpless, you're going to beat 1 on each arm?
No, while he's helpless, I'll go do the job. I told you, he's useless. Without me, he's got nothing.
I'm not going to fail. I'm not going to have to be her date. I can be Lady Nora's date. I'm not going to fail.
I can't watch.
I'm not going to fail.
Kind of hope he fails, actually.
I'm not going to fail.
I want you to fail.
I want you to break
this. Wait, don't heckle the dice. You don't heckle the dice.
Briggs is way too strong.
Come on, Briggs.
All right.
Fail.
What the hell's what?
These
I don't
are,
know.
These are traitors. 6-6.
6-6. 6. Success.
Wow.
Holy. Nice.
So I beamed it big time. The single axe is 6. That's a success. That's a failure.
What was the what was the
beautiful for Mouse Guard dice?
Yes.
7 versus 4 to return.
Yes.
Get them at your local FGS.
No, mine's a 5
so
versus
whatever
four,
those initials are.
4 sixes.
Go,
a
go to a store and buy them.
They're great for
I think you have to buy the $70 Mouse Guard set.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The book.
Awesome.
All right.
So, of course, this sounds quite reasonable, especially the way he puts it.
He does have a wicked tongue, doesn't he? And he still
I wouldn't
sing.
Know.
Yet.
You must tell me about it sometime. Now, if you wouldn't mind, it's been a horrid journey. I can stop by custom agents every 5 leagues, it seems. You would not believe. Below the dragon's teeth? Is that what I called them?
I don't know. You're asking the people who don't even know the name of the city we're in?
Yeah. Yes, that's what you called them.
Emporios. Ambrios. Ambidextriousness.
There's a P, not a B.
Emporios.
Amber Light.
Devil's teeth.
The devil's teeth.
Below the devil's teeth, I think half the Navari fleet is down there.
Well, that's significant, isn't it?
Would you like to listen to the troubles?
To her what?
Troubles.
Now, the Navari fleet, that's our fleet?
That's our fleet. That's the one that's for.
So, you'll forgive me if I'm a bit tired.
But of course, we will see you.
Do we want to do our troubles?
No, we have some other matters, but do you?
We must go, but perhaps
you would like to stay and entertain Maria while she's here?
Show her the
a
city.
A good time?
Show her what the tongue is for.
Paint the town red.
Oh,
no, no, you don't want to play the... Oh, now you don't want to... She's got a ship made of gold, dude.
And she's unencumbered.
Did she mention Lord Mason?
Well, she says she was being stopped every now and then by our boats on the way here.
Oh,
She's got a gold ship.
Yeah. Okay.
She's unencumbered.
Would you like to join me for dinner tomorrow night?
I do so hate the food here. Maybe you can join me here.
I would be glad to.
Wow,
what
who's
time?
Seducing who?
I could get you some wine.
Really?
I'm going to get you some wine.
Yes. I'll bring a bottle of wine.
No, it's vine.
I'll bring a bottle of vine. And I'll meet you tomorrow, say, for lunch.
Okay. Oh, lunch is so passe. Be here when the sun sets.
Who taught
so
you seduction,
day.
Dude?
I would be glad to.
He gets too
with
hungry.
With the name of Bridge, where do you think he's been?
I'm only pretending to be a ladies' man.
Look, he normally shows up with beer and
tea. Do you want to page in like after half an hour after the date starts so you can get out of it?
No. I can handle that. I'll see
he knows
tomorrow.
How to run.
Dude, page me in half an hour in case this goes sideways.
Isn't sideways the goal?
Well then,
hello.
We just went explicit.
What?
What you don't understand is he normally shows up with beer and candy and has to be out before the parents get home.
It's wine and Skittles.
Wine and Skittles.
Zima.
Zima and Skittles.
Yeah.
Do they still make that?
Oh yeah.
Do they?
I love it.
And a Jolly Rancher, buddy.
Yeah, those are the stuff.
And I don't think they make Jolly Ranchers either. Do they?
Are you kidding me?
Do they make
sure,
Jolly
you
Ranchers?
You get a bag of watermelon alone.
Just like a Midori Sour.
I would leave a bag of watermelon alone. Alright, so.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So you're not going to stay?
She's tired, man. Come on. I'll hit her up at lunch tomorrow. Or at dinner tomorrow.
Is that sure what you call it?
Yeah.
Hitting her up?
Okay.
Your booty call.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Okay, we go.
As soon as we're off the boat tonight, I love the way you played up her personality. Encouraged her by Say she's wonderful.
It was easy. She is amazing.
For some reason, I cannot make a dwarf anymore.
And you see that ship? Her patrons must just love her.
They throw shit at her to get her away. Take this.
Hey.
Can you hear this? Can you hear anything?
I don't know. I'll have to edit out anyways.
But, oh, okay. We will go.
I believe our next stop is Lady Nora's.
What were we going to do there?
I believe you are going to laugh at her that you got Maria there because that is her favorite singer. Between her and the dwarf, she'll have at least two people in the crowd.
Well, at least we can see who's going to give her the news.
She is Wunderbar.
Wunderbar!
Okay, let's go give Lady Nora the good news.
Are you... Sorry. Is
traveling one? Music.
Each of that's worth
is it. Ethan going along with him?
Not much else to do.
unless you master,
according
I mean,
to his beliefs.
Play your beliefs. Get some, you know,
nice
if you
voice.
Got a, if you got some beliefs, man, go run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go get the bottle of wine for Joe, because he can't do that.
Find him a glove and cut the fingers off.
That's right.
Everybody needs a little gloving.
Prophylactics. No, I will not go.
Okay. What are you going to do?
Well, I want to follow down the lead on the line.
Okay.
So if I remember from 2 weeks ago, we found out from Boar's Tooth that the lion always met him, was always dressed differently, always wearing a different disguise. And we know that he leaves town immediately.
Yes.
So, can I use Spywise? Oh, wait, I don't have Spywise. Oh, I have Lawwise.
Joe just had a thought. The light
no, no,
will hit
no,
him
no,
in
no,
head.
No. Go ahead, Doug.
Apparently it's not arable.
Oh, it's arable.
He can wait.
I see.
Arable or orable?
So I want to track him. I want to track down a lead about him somehow, but I don't know.
Okay.
Circle him up.
You could circle someone up.
Circle up someone
who knows how to find him.
Or.
Yeah. Or has the information on
him. Yeah. Or has the key to his back door. Or circle him up. Put him right in front of you. I'm walking home and, hey, there you are!
Or sleeping with him.
Ooh.
Ooh.
If you circle him up high enough, you can name the person. How much fun will that be?
That's how we got Argyle.
Yeah, we had Argyle.
Yeah, like
Argyle Goldweaver, right?
That was Argyle.
Argyle.
I'm not dwarf.
How far away from the party are we? This is we're still
dwarves like. Dwarves are more German.
I'm
Germanic.
Confused.
The party is in 5 days.
We need to move the party up.
Yes, it's in 5 days. We have not changed days yet.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Although it is evening.
Ooh, that's nasty.
Well, Joe is passing his thought around to people.
I don't want to over-talk what Doug's got going on. But
well, Doug's
I will try to now. Circle up somebody who is somebody else in town who's in the Renard Secret Service. Who...
Is it like the good dog?
Saw the lion leaving town.
Okay.
To get an idea of which direction you went.
All right.
Who? I mean, just to make... I think it's there. Who's the lion?
The
lion... It's not Flint, is it? Is
no.
that Flint? Admiral
no.
Flint?
No. No. The lion is the person who hired Boar's Tooth to assassinate Sir Shane.
Okay. Got it.
That is the code name amongst the Ranadian Secret Service for the Tagalian super spy.
Right.
Or more appropriately, the Tagalian sorcerer spy.
Right. He's trying to blame Renard for the death, leaving the coins and whatnot, but so far I found out that the coins are fake.
Right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go ahead.
circle up a Renadian agent who saw him leave?
Right. To get an idea of where he was going.
Okay. That will be an obstacle four circles test.
Okay. Show your work.
Base one. Disposition.
Just for everybody's listening.
Detailed rare knowledge, plus three off.
Okay, so I got two in circles, and one for my reputation.
Which is?
And the Renadian Secret Service.
Bad mofo.
Affiliation, right?
I guess. Affiliation.
Anyway, go ahead.
Yes. Maybe I wrote it in Art Spot.
I think that's it, right?
That's all I got.
Other than Martha.
So I will burn some persona to make this happen.
Two?
Yeah.
That's still to sit. Still. You're likely to fail still.
Statistically improbable.
I'll go for the sixes and burn some fate on this. Okay, so I'm rolling five.
Your persona?
On a
four. He put,
yeah,
two,
put
in.
Two in.
Oh, two in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. I'm rolling five out of four.
Oof.
I feel lucky.
Do you?
There's one six. Yeah.
There's three.
There's
three successes.
Six.
And some fate. You're going to try and go for two sixes? Two more successes?
One will get the person. Two will get the name.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on.
I'm on six.
Come on. Yes, yeah, six. Nice.
One more.
One more.
Damn.
Told you. I felt like...
mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. Yeah! Five!
All right.
Way to go, Doug.
So who is this new spy?
Golf applause.
Let's see, that was three.
You to move.
Four, and there are five successes. The new spy's name is...
Harvey.
Zygmunt.
Walter.
Walter?
Walter.
His spies Walter. Don't have flashy names.
Right.
They're spies.
He likes to
how about Waldo?
Where's Waldo?
Yeah.
Then he can't find him.
That's right.
No, he can find him.
That's true.
Take that, white and red striped loser.
So Walter?
Walter.
Okay.
Walter.
Walter.
Walter. Yeah, just like you knew Jeff, slur the name all night.
Walter.
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 I'll take mine with a glass of ice.
Okay. For your records, he's a contact. When you circle him up successfully, see seven times, your circles plus your affiliation minus subtractor from 10. He will become a contact. I mean, he'll become a relationship.
Okay. Seven more times or six more times?
Seven successful times total.
Six
you just
more
had
times.
One. So
okay.
six
more.
More
times.
So you get a bonus now since you named him?
Yes. You are also plus one to circle him up the next time you do.
Okay.
Which will be an op four. Never gets more difficult or easier until he becomes a relationship. Then you can call on him whenever you want.
Oh. Handy.
Indeed.
Okay. So op four plus one to find him.
All right. So you track him down. Xander points you in the right direction or something. And you get to his door.
Okay.
In the inn that he's staying in.
Okay.
The bartender said he's inside. He hasn't been out all day.
Okay. He's in his room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll knock on the door. Walter, are you in there?
Who's there?
Ethan.
Ethan who?
Norseman. We have a common friend. Xander.
What's the name of his bodyguard? It's Tobias.
Tobias.
I have not circled him up yet.
Big scary guy. Tattoo that says mother.
Okay. Okay, he'll crack the door open. Oh, it's you. Come on. Wait. How do I know it's you?
How do you know any of us are who we are? How do I know it's me?
Oh, that's deep. That is friggin' profound. Wow.
Yeah, you're you. Come on. Can't be too careful.
I agree. Everyone is out to get us.
Yeah.
So I heard you might have some information to help me out here. I
didn't see anything.
You might have. Maybe you didn't know you saw it.
I know I saw it. I didn't see it.
Okay. I'm trying to track down the lion.
Of course you are.
And I know that he was working with a local contact named Boar's Tooth before he split town. I thought you might have some idea which way he went.
And how can I be sure that you're not the lion here to kill me if I talk?
If I were the lion, why would I show up asking you which way I went? Wouldn't I just kill you when you opened the door?
Not if he didn't talk.
Yeah, you're probably right on that, but it's fine. The worst that happened is you'll kill me.
Well, no one wants that.
No. Well, some people want that.
Well, I don't want to see that happen.
Neither do I. I think Xander's kind of likes me alive too.
Yes.
Not sure about Tobias though. I don't talk to him much.
I don't think Tobias likes anybody but Xander.
Probably true.
And his mother.
They didn't even like her.
Got the tattoo.
Just to remind him who he hates.
It just says moth because he got all mad towards the end of it.
Right, so
it says my bitch.
And that's in Dwarven, though.
Right.
Right, well, there's a rune.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it happens a lot in our culture.
Yeah. You see all sorts of people with soy sauce tattooed on their arms.
Mm.
That's right.
A guy I used to train with had a t-shirt with a symbol on it, and I asked him what he meant, and he said the guy who sold it to him said it means warrior spirit. And I said, how do you know it doesn't say cheese puff? And he said, the guy told me. I'm like, yeah, the guy that sold you the shirt.
Capitalist douchebag.
Exactly.
So, what do you want to know?
I heard you have information about which way the lion left town.
Yeah, I do know that. Thank you for stopping by.
Wait, back up. You haven't told me the information yet.
Am I supposed to?
Yes. I'm here for the information.
Don't know if I can do that.
Okay, yeah. I saw him leave town.
Yes. And which way was it going?
South?
Sure about that? Walter, I think you need a candy bar.
Oh, if only they made them. Yes, I saw him. He got on a ship.
Oh, do you know the name of the ship?
Oh,
yes.
Great. Here it comes.
Red Sky Morning.
Sensio is the lion! Greatest disguise ever!
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 Are you sure that's the name of the ship? Pirated by a dwarven captain?
No.
Human
dwarf. Human captain.
Who's
human?
Human
dwarf.
Oh, I thought he was dwarven.
No, he speaks elven.
Okay. Human captain.
Madrader. Yeah.
Yatol.
Curses in dwarven.
Curses in dwarven a lot. Wow. What disguise was the lion wearing when he left? How was he dressed?
As the captain.
Just a sailor.
Just one of the crew.
Just one of the crew. Had a duffel on his shoulder like a new hire.
Okay, Walter, you've been extremely helpful.
I
Now I must kill you.
You're not going to kill me?
No. No, I'm not here to kill you.
Good. You're not the lion.
No, I'm not the lion.
You can't be too sure. I mean, I saw him get on a boat, but that doesn't mean I saw him get on a boat. It's the lion.
I understand. Can I get you that candy bar before I go?
Okay.
Come on, let's go downstairs. I think you need something to eat.
I don't want to go out. The lion might be there.
I'll watch your back. It'll be okay while you eat.
Okay.
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 I'll take him down to the bar and get him some sugar.
He eats like he hasn't eaten in 3 days.
Clearly.
Jeez.
And when he's done eating, I'll walk him back up to his room and make sure I hear the door click before I leave.
Okay. No. He actually hasn't been up there that long, but it doesn't take long to go stir crazy.
Sure. Okay. And when I'm done with him, I will go find the doctor.
When you're waiting for some mysterious sorceress assassin to come in and stab you through the eye.
Right.
From behind.
When you're paranoid, everybody looks like the killer. When you're paranoid and the killer is disguisable. Sorry. Are we making coffee?
Smells like it. Unless the dogs have been eating coffee.
Dogs been eating coffee.
So do we think Madrona's a lion?
No.
No. One of the sailors.
No, it's one of the sailors on the ship.
Madrona is a sailor on the ship.
He's the captain of the ship.
But he's also a sailor.
True.
On the ship.
Waldo said that he specifically got. He's Waldo for now. Walter said he got on the ship as if he was one of the regular crew with a duffel bag and everything.
Okay.
See, I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. It's only fair since so many other people are.
I need to borrow Doug when he's done with this movie.
I think he's done.
Doug. Yes. Did you or did you not make a poisoner?
Yes, I have some skill with poisoning. Sure.
Would you be interested in using that skill?
Of course.
How about...
I even have the toolkits to make poison.
Splendid.
What do you need?
Do you have anything that you could whip up that doesn't hurt, only damages the voice?
Ooh. So you wanted to have a sore throat.
And I'd by like, the way, like Jason was opposed to this plan because...
Yeah, he thinks he doesn't need any the upper hand.
He doesn't need
help. I'd like to seal the victory for the contest and poison her with the wine I'm bringing tomorrow to lunch or to dinner.
Well, let's see what it says under poison.
Oh, yeah.
That's
cool.
And an antidote for me, preferably, so that I don't have to slip it into her glass and have the glasses switched or something cliche like
a
that.
A sickening poison is plus one ob. Ob two is a debilitating poison, plus two ob. Ob three is a deadly poison, B10 wound. Ob four is a poison that must be... Sickening poison plus one ob is ob two. A debilitating poison that's plus two ob is ob three. A deadly poison, B10 wounds, is ob four. These poisons must be imbibed or ingested. For a blade poison, add plus one ob. For an inhaled vapor, add plus two ob. For a contact poison, add plus three. So if you're going to get her to drink it and you're just trying to make her sick,
debilitating,
then that's probably
but
ob
if she's
two,
debilitated,
right?
She may not show up for the party.
Ooh, you're right.
You have to give it to her at the party.
Yeah.
Before she sings.
Well, then that's a forfeit. Come on. That's Lady Maria, the greatest voice in... Yeah.
So what he's asking for is a sickening poison, right? I mean, debilitating would mean she is too sick to move.
Well, no. A sickening poison means that she's at plus one obstacle to whatever she does.
Right.
Debilitating means she's at plus two obstacle to whatever she does.
No. So it could be either or.
It could be either or. Obstacle. Okay.
Right.
But now you got to find a way to ask.
You so are you back? I mean, are you all talking about this now?
Is that no, this is just out of game.
Yeah, out of game. Just talking. If it's not worth pursuing, then let's move on.
Oh, it's definitely worth pursuing.
Why wouldn't it be worth pursuing?
Well, I thought it would.
Well, maybe it increases the difficulty of making the poison if it's a time thing, too. What if you give her a drink? Here,
I mean, it's not a very high obstacle.
And then,
I'm sorry?
It's probably not a very high obstacle just to screw up her voice.
Ob 2.
Yeah.
Well, it's whatever obstacle I want to give her, basically. If I want to give her an ob 1, that's an ob 2 for me to make the poison. And if I want to give her an ob 2, that's an ob 3 for
to
me
to what
her
singing, is that, or to her performance, or whatever it is.
Period, because you've been poisoned.
Yeah.
Everything.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I just, give her a little edge.
Mm-hmm.
Get her, make her voice crack on the high notes.
Well,
yeah.
She can't hit the high C.
Let's see, my poison is, well, my poison's only a 2 die, so. But I feel lucky.
Do you have poison wise? Okay.
I had one of my professors in college had, my music professor, he had a tape of Aria Fails. It was just, you know, like over and over. It was hysterical. Sorry.
I don't know if I want to try to slip with this poison.
Well,
it was your idea.
Maybe I take it too. Maybe I drink it also.
But you don't sing.
Exactly.
No,
but you get poisoned. Maybe you can't talk. We've been poisoned. Who could have done such a thing?
Well, I'm saying,
Joe, mechanic-wise, and having your character decide otherwise is perfectly fine, but mechanics-wise, you're talking about you'll be plus one obstacle to everything you do for the night, or you'll be plus two obstacle, depending on what you all decide to what he decides to make. Now, your character deciding to intentionally drink poison is a completely different
thing.
But as far as mechanics go, there you are. There you are.
Oh yeah, it's because it'd be plus two.
Can you make an antidote? Can you make me immune to this poison for, say, 2 hours?
Nope.
You're not talking about this in front of me, are you?
This is out of game right now.
I could open up apothecary.
What about a chirurgeon? Could a chirurgeon be able to help him?
I don't think there's any way I can make
him. I don't know how my skill ties in.
Chirurgy?
I can look it up, but I don't think it's more surgery.
To help make the antidote, I can throw in a die. Or I can try one of the two.
To make the antidote?
Herbalism. But mine's only to cure poisons or help with injuries.
Well,
it's not actually to make poisons.
Yeah, there's not really anything for an antidote.
So then I have to slip it to her, which means I could fail and get busted, and the whole thing goes to
shh. But anyway, that's not important at this moment, because you're on your way to Nora.
Right.
So you can stew on that a little bit.
Okay.
So to speak.
So I call on Lady. Is it too late? Should we do this in the morning? What time is it?
I think we need to make that special rendezvous tonight.
Early
that way
evening.
You can work out whatever needs to be worked out between for the contest.
Okay, right on. Let's do it.
The sun is setting by the time you reach her estates, if that's where you're going.
Yeah, fine.
Or not estate, her townhouse.
Okay. On the way in, I see a rose bush and pluck a rose right from it, even though it's in her front yard.
In her front yard?
Yeah, I know. Cliche, right?
No, not at all.
Give her her own rose. It's classy.
Yeah. Classic con man.
Do you have sleight of hand?
I have grip wise. I have inconspicuous.
And neither one of those is sleight of hand.
That would be a no.
I'll do it for you if you want a rose.
No, he's going to do it.
What are we doing?
Roy's being his hilarious self.
Would you like me to grab you a rose?
Please.
No, he grabbed it.
Sorry, that was funny.
He's going to grab it?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
He's pulling a
I'm
rose.
Pulling a rose from the rose bush, and I'm going to give it to her.
It's going to pull out the whole rose bush.
Classic.
Get out of my garden!
Thorns and all.
What so, are you doing in my inconspicuous garden? Versus the gardener saying you do it?
Yeah.
Really?
What? You're just mad because you're not testing.
You're damn right. I'm going to roll some dice.
Yeah. He's been testy all night.
Cry me a river.
Hey.
Zero.
Zero.
Well done.
Get your hands off my roses.
You.
Quit crapping in my yard. joke's not appropriate.
So you reach towards the rose, ready to pull it out, and you're... wooden stick comes through the bush and strikes your hand.
Ouch.
Keep your hands off my roses.
Sorry, my good friend. I was just admiring their beauty. Is Lady Nora at home?
I'm sure my mistress is in there someplace.
Yeah, thank you. Off.
Am I with him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're not with him.
Get out of the garden. What are you looking for? Father.
He goes back to work.
Who is it?
How may I help you?
Yes, could you please inform Lady Nora that Briggs and a few friends are here to call upon her?
After looking your two friends over, right this way, sir.
Friends in air quotes.
What are you talking about? I am a respected physician. He is Talithel.
That's why you're being escorted in.
Yeah, you. No juice. We're the ones getting you in there.
Didn't you hear him early? Maria, Maria.
Not only about dating her daughter, she's kind of got a little thing for me too.
Little is the right, but we
you are one of many, dude. All right, one of many. All right. You have a...
Briggs, oh, my lovely... Oh, and... Talithel.
And the other.
And...
Fräulein Nora. We are not acquainted, but it is my most humblest pleasures.
Click, click. I'm clicking my heels.
What you doing? Are you sure that's what you're doing in the
what
table?
What is your name, kind dwarf?
Aungrim. Uskul Aungrim. You may call me Uskul.
Doctor. The pleasure is mine. What can I do for you, Briggs?
Well, you mentioned Lady Maria being in town, and you favored her, and we had discussed the possibility of a performance contest at your big party, and I'm pleased to inform you that she will be joining us.
She will?
Yes. It will be...
Oh, you don't get another word out as she runs over to you and gives you a great big hug.
Oh! Oh.
I turn away embarrassed.
No touchy. No.
You have to say that.
Right, no.
Nice place, lots of space.
Yeah. I'm pleased to do it. And better yet, she has agreed to participate in a bit of a battle of the bards, if you will, with our friend Master Talithel.
Cage match!
Did you just go car show on
yes,
me?
Yes!
There's a little car cast for you.
Do Knight Rider!
Spider-Man!
Talithel!
Maria!
That is lovely. Oh, this has made my day. Oh, come with me while I go tell Amber.
That sounds like a great idea.
You two can stay here.
This is a lovely home. Can we look around?
There is the bar.
Yeah, it's my
right
line.
There.
Thank you.
Come again.
The big doorman.
Come again. Going to the bar.
Steps into the room when she leaves.
Who does?
The guy who lets you in.
I go over and pour myself a
tall one,
a whiskey or whatever she's got. Closest thing, some brown liquor. Mm-hmm. And I'll pour myself a drink. And
the vivet
should not be long.
There'll be a while.
No,
I'm talking to the bar.
There'll be a while.
Do you mind? This is a lovely home.
Briggs does not do his kegels. It will not be long.
Briggs does his kegels.
Doing them right now.
Ten short and ten long, baby.
I thought they were all short.
No. So
says the dwarf.
Oh, come on now. It's genetics.
Shrinkage.
But it's...
My God, you're a tripod.
It's very girthy.
It's very, yeah, it's girthy.
It's girthy.
You just call it the stump for short.
She's
like a toadstool.
Lady Nora is not overly octopus-like on this trip because it's just a short trip down the hall, although you do have to fend her off a little.
Well, there we go.
You know, Lady Nora, it's a shame that your lord husband is going to miss such a extravagant affair.
Yes, isn't it? He always seems to be out when I have my parties.
What is it he does again?
Oh, surely you've heard of the Admiralty?
Oh, not a whole lot. I don't play in such high circles.
Oh, well, he is Admiral Flint. One of the Grand Admiral's favorites.
I see. And is he in the service? Is he deployed?
Yes, he's out right now.
I see.
On his flagship.
Ah. A flagship.
Could have gone for hours.
And we'd like to see his collection of weapons.
Mm. Oh, Amber. You get to the room where she's doing needlework. Tang's tumbled. Oh, Briggs, how pleasant to see you.
Lady Ambas, always a treat to see such a lovely young lady. I've brought good news and good tidings to your mother for her party.
Oh, really?
Yes, I've managed to set up a bit of a contest between the Bard Maria and our friend Master Talithel. Battle of the Bards.
Oh.
Da 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 da.
We did that.
Sorry.
Gravedigger.
What a pleasant idea. Did you come up with that all by yourself?
I did. I did have some help. I have some friends down in the guest room near the bar that helped me convince her. She was very busy and very hard to convince, but in the end we prevailed.
Such an industrious man.
Yes, I am. So, Lady Amber, when can I expect some time alone with you again?
Well, I'm sure I'll have time for a dance at the party.
What, is this in front of Nora?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, dude!
Lady Nora knows what's up with me. She's married.
I met Nora because
I was dating.
Were you born yesterday?
When you want to get in with the family, you hit all the bridges.
I'm waiting for the Joel of Witch.
Nora
knows.
I mean, I met Nora because I dated the daughter, right?
Dated is a
loose term.
Generous term,
yeah,
but yeah.
Yeah, Nora will be fine. she'll keep. Well, if you save me that dance, I would love that, Lady Amber.
Nora grabs you by the arm. You mustn't keep your friends waiting.
Shall we? So back on, go on, we walk.
Okay.
What else can I
do? So,
I mean, I don't know how to dig up information about this guy.
Talithel was going to chat up the guard?
Yeah, just sit there and just chat with him. About the house. Just museum, that type of stuff. Get like a layout of the area.
Okay.
The acoustics. Maybe he'll take you to the area where you'll be singing.
Ooh, good idea.
Like this. In the grand room.
Are we in the grand room?
We will be.
Any room Talithel is in
is always great.
I have a constitution of iron, but you made me puke in my mouth.
just a little bit. Just swallow it.
I just vomited a little.
So, Briggs is not gone too overly long.
I would like to address Nora.
Sure.
When she gets... Lady Nora, I was wondering, the Admiral, will he be able to join us for the competition?
Oh, no, he's away at sea.
Chase,
as he so often is.
Chasing those pirates, those pesky, pesky pirates.
Yes, criminals, a lot of them.
Well, do you... I am so interested in this nautical endeavor that the Admiral is in. Do you know what pirates he may be hunting at the moment?
Any and all, of course.
Any and all?
Yes.
Do you speak to him of these pirates, these dastardly...
As little as possible.
Does he ever discuss it?
As much as possible.
What does he say?
It's not suitable for polite company.
Oh!
Does he ever name ships?
Lady Nora, at my door if I am not polite company. Feel free to discuss these issues with me.
You are such a lovely gentleman.
Pat on the head.
Well, for luck.
Well,
Wait, one more. Bless your heart.
Oh! You are so... Lady Nora, it's such a pleasure. I had heard tales of your graciousness, but I am so excited to experience them in person.
Oh, you're such a lovely man.
Pat on the head. Man, I am a man. man will work.
I look forward to conversing with you again at the party.
Oh, I look forward to it as well. I cannot wait. Will the Admiral be present? I would love to discuss his maritime exploits with him.
No, I'm afraid he finds it some way to always avoid being at my parties. Some call of duty, chasing down some mad raider or another.
Well,
something like that.
Let us just say it is a failure of the heart, if not the head. I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
Maybe
not. Very well. I click my heels. Viva vi going?
I don't have anything else.
Well, would you like to
he's got no game.
Talk with Nora for a while?
You want to wait a half an hour? Maybe you will have something else in a half an hour.
15 minutes, Tom.
Look, I found the blue jelly bean.
Says you.
Okay.
What do you do with the other 23 hours and 45 minutes of the day?
I'll catch up to you guys in a little bit.
Good, Master Talithel. We must discuss your set.
Master now.
You are no Maria, but you are who I have.
But no one is.
Yeah, that's right. She is. Have you heard her voice?
What can I do for you, Briggs?
Oh, I was wondering if you'd join me for a drink.
Gladly.
Tonight, or you want to come back tomorrow for lunch?
A little bit of a night. Yeah.
These are our...
We are leaving.
Yes, you are left.
Yeah, we have gone. We have gone. Get it, Briggs.
These are the common vintages here. The best ones are up in
my room.
Macian's.
You want to listen to some records?
No. Macian's personal selection up in his study.
Oh, wow. Sounds like a good idea. Let's go.
Oh, I seem to have forgotten my hat.
Well, I'm a man of class, my lady. Would you care to take a stroll? I would love to look around at Mason's wine collection.
Oh. Let us go.
He keeps his wine in his study? Kind of heathen.
Well,
he's got to have a wine, you know, downstairs, even temperature.
No. The wines aren't in his study.
Oh, my.
The brown liquor's in his study.
Oh, bad. I'm back. I forgot my hat. I think I mentioned that.
So we walk into a study and mm-hmm. we see.
It's a study, a noble study. Lots and lots of books.
Dude, seduce them.
Charts.
Seduce them.
She's married.
And a couch.
Sorry.
He said Zay!
Hold on. It is always good to get in with the mother to get in with the daughter.
Why don't you seduce? You got
to. Just wait. Did you just say to get in the mother? To get in the daughter, you need to get in the mother?
Dude, did you take seduction as a skill?
I did. She's married. Well, I look around at the books. I comment on.
She pours.
What?
You, down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was being too quiet before.
She pours.
I'm not saying
you both a nice drink. And serves you a nice, wonderful sipping liquor.
Sit next to her on the couch.
Some rum.
Perhaps.
Dude, totally seduce that. You don't have to do it, just seduce it.
So, what do you want to get out of this scene?
I don't know, I'd like to find out something that helps. Something new about Mason.
Okay.
Something that we didn't know before that we can use. Either from a book or from a newspaper clipping somewhere or
a nautical chart.
Or a nautical
chart on the desk?
Yeah. That would be excellent. I'll just.
Go ahead and say it out loud.
My dwarf needs open seduction.
You're not here.
Neither are you.
Maybe you could find the name of the ship he's currently after.
Yes!
Which could be the Red Sky Mornings.
Which would be Madrawder, which was what I was trying to find out before, but she doesn't know. Look at the books. You're in the study, man.
Or picture him on his graduation day with the pirate boat behind him and the thing.
Except we don't do photos.
Right. Sounds
the still life.
Good. Still no perception check? Yeah.
It's a charcoal draw.
Waving his fist at the Red Sky Morning, leaving right. on the horizon. Shake it.
Ooh.
Shake your fist, yeah. Shake your fist harder, boy.
It's a diorama. That'd be so cool.
Well, I have reading and writing. I have reading.
Well, it's gonna.
I mean, I'm not saying you have to. I mean, but if you seduce her, maybe get some more information out of her. Use seduction to get the information. I'm not saying you have to use seduction to actually, you know.
Close the deal.
Yeah. Just.
You know, yeah. Right now I just got that image of grumpy old men in my
head. I'm blown with her daughter. I'm not being. Briggs would not seduce a married woman.
That's fine.
You don't have
to. What are you going to do to get this information?
I'm going to poke around the study. I'm going to poke her in the study.
God. You so want to do this, but you just won't do it. Freudian slip. Would you just please play your character?
I'm taking a drink. I'm wandering around. I'm acting casually interested. This is fascinating to me. I've never known anything about nautical warfare, boats, or anything.
Oh, it's so tedious. Sit down.
Well, surely...
Right here.
Surely...
next to me.
Surely part of this life that your husband leads attracted you to him somehow.
Does she have seduction?
Oh, hell yeah.
What's your will? Do it. Do it.
Seduce
Bill!
Him.
Show him how it works.
I'm about to.
Bend him over the desk. That at least gets him closer to the map.
Oh! Oh, look what I found. I believe they called it...
You can hold on to
okay, what I'm thinking of is she wants to seduce you.
What?
She wants to seduce you. And you want to keep her at arm's length to get information out of the study.
But keep her interested.
So yes. I'm thinking that versus test, your falsehood versus her seduction.
I don't think demure is a skill.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's not...
Well, so, wait a minute. I mean, mm-hmm. he doesn't believe in, you know, married women.
Right.
Maybe he has a skill that he can play instead of a falsehood, because that's true.
Well...
That is true. I mean, it doesn't have
no,
to be a
falsehood. No, the falsehood is...
I thought it was
I'm pretending to be.
He's trying to get information out of the rooms, while merely.
I agree with that.
While merely keeping her company, he's trying to get information out of the
right.
Admiral's study.
I'm feigning casual interest. Oh, this looks deep. Oh, what's this?
Now,
oh.
That's not to say that another.
But how is that opposed to the seduction? I mean, you can do all that. That doesn't directly oppose a seduction attempt. If she's trying to seduce you, how does his feigning interest in the study stop that? Because you
he's
know half interest. An hour you're done anyway, you know, whatever, you could still be interested in the study. How are you going to dissuade her from her advances? I mean, that is my question.
Okay, well, the versus test would determine whether she seduces him or whether her advances on him keep him from exploring the room. That's her seduction.
Mm-hmm.
His falsehood is keeping her interested yet at arm's length while he peruses the room.
That's
so how are you going to do that?
That sounds reasonable.
How are you going to do that?
Now, like I said, do you have another skill you want to do?
Ooh, fork in SM-wise so we can make it a bloody versus.
That is...
Oh, dude!
Says the Spymaster.
Right.
I'm tempted to go with persuasion.
Okay, it's possible.
Other than falsehood,
what's are you?
I mean, you
can persuade her.
You could persuade with a falsehood.
You can fork in falsehood.
Right. Exactly. That's what.
Okay.
You can persuade her that if she waits till the night of the party, it'll be so much better.
Falsehood's already forked into that.
Ouch.
Yeah. Or,
no, I meant he has no intent of following through.
Oh, okay.
I
thought you meant no amount of waiting would make it better, but okay.
Wow. It's pretty bad when the GM says you're already full of shortcomings.
No, actually, I was countering.
I'm extremely exhausted. It's been a long day. Perhaps we can resume this romantic banter the night of the party. I'd just rather prefer to finish my drink and go on home. While maybe casually pointing out what's this, this is neat.
Okay.
As she continues to. So I think I want to persuade her to cool it. Let's just have a drink.
Can
okay.
we just cuddle?
Yeah.
So you're working with persuasion.
Yeah, I would like to roll persuasion and fork in the falsehood of I'm too tired.
Okay.
That's it for me. Other than wise, and I only have one wise, and that's not very good.
Well, there's inconspicuous since you're trying to get information out of the room while not appearing to get information out of the room.
There you go. Okay. Inconspicuous as I'm wandering around looking at nautical charts.
Uh-huh. That puts you up at a 6?
Yes.
Well, her seduction is 5.
Okay.
She's going to fork in man-wise. She Ooh. Knows how to get you interested.
She knows what you want.
Another beer?
Bam, man-wise.
Okay. She's going to go to the kitchen and make you a sandwich.
Make you a sandwich, pour your beer, and come out in the nutty
saran wrap.
Lots of fate I can do. Okay. Me first? You first?
No, it's we roll. Okay. Do you want to spend any persona on this?
No, I don't have any, and I don't. No.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, this is pretty good.
I have 2 sixes and a success.
Well, let's see how many she's got.
I have 2 sixes and a success.
Oh,
you're tired.
All right, I will spin a fade and reroll my. It rerolls all sixes, right?
Uh huh.
They explode.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, explode.
They explode, not reroll. They explode. So you roll other dice. Mm-hmm.
One more.
Do I want to spend her fate?
That's good stuff. Don't let it slide from your fingers. You got him right where you want him.
But then there's the party.
You got him on the hook.
Well, it doesn't mean...
I'll save it for later.
Oh, all right. Boom.
That party's going to be hard. <man. laughs>
So...
You got 3 women crawling on you now.
Wow.
Well,
fending
Bill Lame off the hook.
Oh.
I think you should have
No. To be fair, we both rolled 3 successes. We both had 2 sixes. He spent a fate. I chose not to spend a fate.
I think you should have tasted the hors d'oeuvres before the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So you spent the fate.
And got a success.
Got
so made it 4 against my 3.
So he struck in the spine of a book. Look at this book.
Yeah, that's satisfying. So what'd you find out?
Take one of those dice. You rolled it. You were rolling 6 dice against a 3.
Okay.
So there's a chart on the table. Are you back with us?
Yes.
Okay. There's a nautical chart on the table. You see the outline of the peninsula. You see marked the Devil's Teeth, which is where the pirate city, the Port of Lost Hope is. And you see him force determinations below the port. Like, well below it. And notes are saying, wait until he leaves Amphoros. Wait until he arrives in No Hope and blockade the port. And we have him. Madrotter is mine.
Oh!
Okay. We finish our drinks. Kiss on the hand. My lady.
So continental.
It's been very... It's been entertaining, to say the least. I look forward to seeing you at the party.
Oh, that will be such a lovely evening. And morning.
Indeed.
Do you like pancakes?
I don't like the waffles. I like bigger waffles. I like waffles.
I like a parfait. Who doesn't like a parfait? You ever say anybody, I was like, you like a parfait? No, I was like, man, I want a parfait. Everybody likes a parfait.
Okay, so I'm making my way back to the doctor's house.
All right.
Is everybody there?
Is the doctor and Talithel doing anything after they leave Lady Norris?
No. We'll go back to my place.
Okay.
And we will wait for him to return and find out if he finds out anything.
And Ethan, after you
I'll
have your discussion.
Okay.
So
do you want to show up after you do whatever you're doing?
I don't know if I'm alive.
That's true. He doesn't know if he's alive.
But this is a good way to ensure your success.
Paradox.
You could show up wounded.
I can see him and Finn out there now. This is the warehouse?
I have
it
a
looks
lot
like the dwarf's house.
I have a lot of faith. I have a lot of faith in you. Maybe you ran when the fighting started.
Are you kidding? Anyway, so the 4 of you end up at our good doctor's house.
Wow, that was quick.
Did you find anything out?
I did. He's after Marauder. He's going to set up a blockade in the Cape of No Hope.
Vin!
And his wife has no morals whatsoever.
His wife totally wants me.
Yes, but you are here.
The Cape of No Hope? When?
Port of No Hope.
The Port of No Hope.
Port of No Hope.
Right after it was after he left.
Not
after he left Amphoros.
How far away is it? He arrives at the port, they're going to blockade the port.
How far away is it? The Devil's Teeth, or
it's at the bottom of the map, towards the bottom of the map.
So
a week's journey.
Yeah, about.
Was that on land or by boat?
By boat. Be longer by land. Not to mention you have to go through a mountain range to get to it. That's why the pirates stay there. It's because the rest of the peninsula is blocked off by mountains.
The only way into the port is by ship. I have to get to my daughter.
We have a bigger problem.
What is that?
The assassin
mm-hmm.
who tried to kill, who had Sir Shane killed,
mm-hmm.
his name is the Lion.
Mm-hmm.
He's on that ship.
Then V must be some time.
Yes.
V must go.
Since he was in danger.
V must go. V must get to this ship.
What?
I have to go to this ship. I have to get to Captain Madrada. I have to get to Susie. I have to go. There's food in the pantry. There's alcohol there. I will pack and I will go. I'm going to pack. I'm going to go find a captain. It'll take me out there.
Don't you have a boat already waiting?
No. That is Finn's storyline.
Right, but what I'm saying is, if they push, you could push Finn to schedule the earlier departure and to use
Finn,
his boat.
Finn decided he wasn't leaving. He was going to go...
Finn is going to take care of...
Yeah. I need to get my own ship. I mean, maybe I can use that. Maybe I get an advantage die with that ship. I know that it's getting ready to go, but I'm not going to wait 3 days anyway. I mean, it was going to leave in 3 days. I can't wait 3 days. I'm going to go try to get somebody right now.
So you're missing. There's no. So we're not going to do poisoning. You're going to miss the party.
I can't. Yes, I'm going to miss the party unless. I mean, you can try to convince me otherwise. But
yeah,
I,
you could.
Duel of wits.
I mean, you could try to convince me, but I'm leaving otherwise. I'm out of here.
I don't have persuasion, but I'd rather tell him Cencio's dead. It's a waste of time.
Sorry.
I don't have persuasion. It's like, you know.
What?
He's dead already.
Hold on, I'll read. You can splice this back in. What?
Cencio is
what?
Dead?
No, then. Well, if Cencio's dead, then there will be blood. I have to go. I've got to go.
None of us. We have no way.
Well, I have to go. Your party is set up. I have done what I can for Maria. You do not need me for this. I have to go. I gotta go. I gotta go find a captain.
But the same port is where Todd needs to go for the supply.
No,
Todd.
Yeah.
Is it another port someplace else?
No, it's the same port.
The port of No Hope.
No Hope is where Todd was supposed to go.
Okay,
right, that's why.
And that's in 3 days.
So you're going to have to wait 3 days to get a ship heading that direction.
Well,
no, I could try to get somebody right now and head that way, or I could try to catch my daughter at the
Without talking the captain into leaving ahead of schedule, that ship won't leave until 3 days.
Mm-hmm. For 3 days. And right. It's going to take, and I don't know when they're going to try and catch, I got to get to Captain Madrada right now at Devil's Teeth. I got to go find him.
Of course, Captain Madrada is only 2 days out, so catching him is also an option.
Yeah, well, that's what I want to do. I want to find him as soon as possible. So I am going.
Not necessarily
wanna,
likely, but it's possible. I'll
go with you.
All right, we can maybe pull our
circle up with Captain here.
So no poisoning.
I don't have poison.
How long does it take to make a poison?
Hmm?
How long does it take to make a poison?
If you need to find us a captain, we go to the docks.
Which poison?
The ob 2 gives her a 1 obstacle poison.
Okay.
The easy one.
Are you coming with me or not?
Isn't there a penalty if you have to make it really fast?
Yeah, how long? Yeah, what's quickly?
With your sorcery.
Ordinarily it would be.
If I can assist in any way, I don't think Kyurgy necessarily applies. I don't have any of those. I'm basically a bone mender.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a cutter.
Herbalism, apothecary, alchemy.
Yeah, I don't have any of those.
Okay.
Well, you are worse.
Yeah, Kyurgy is anatomy and injury. Essentially.
Surgery?
Injury. Kyurgy is anatomy and injury. The dwarven, it's the dwarven skill that combines sort of anatomy and injury. It's not surgery. I looked it up earlier.
172, maybe? 270?
272?
Maybe
572. Page 30.
This
is where
Clipper is. Can I open up a wise...
Anatomy of Injury chapter.
272.
Use this in the Anatomy of Injury chapter.
Right. If you look at Kyrgy, it says... Oh, Anatomy of Injury chapter. Use these rules found in Anatomy of Injury of the Burning Wheel.
Right.
But it says forks, herbalism, field dressing, bloodletting, right. Apothecary. So those are forks for that, and I don't have those. I mean, it's you can use those to help this, so I don't have those skills. I don't know if Kyrgy, and I don't think it's specifically listed as a skill for poison.
Quickly is on page 30. It says each success can reduce 10% of the overall time,
mm-hmm.
and time is discussed on page 33. Medicinals on page 34.
I was thinking 3 hours before I saw that. And seeing that, let's call it 2 hours to brew up a nice simple potion.
Okay.
Like that.
I can't wait that long. If he wants to brew the potion before we go, you're coming with me?
I'll go with
to
you.
To help me. All right.
Can I do a quick open a wise on Barenfell? That Barenfell talked down about the captain?
About the captain?
Yep. That for some reason he didn't want him to proceed or gain more power.
Admiral or...
The Flint.
Okay, the Admiral.
Yeah.
Well, there's no role necessary because that's pretty much established. The Baron follows... is extremely loyal to the King. The Admiral is loyal to the Grand Admiral who has plans to become King, although they are secret and not prosecutable for treason at this point. So the Baron and the Admiral are usually at odds. So yes, the Baron does talk badly about the Admiral.
But you like the Baron.
Yes, I do. But here's my thing. You know, player-wise, I can offer up, see if the Baron doesn't like him, we can use the Baron to get a boat to get there faster because he'll have a better fleet or a better crew than what you have.
Well, he may not have a fleet, but you're right. You may have contacts that way.
Use Baron Fell to stop Marauder from getting there to embarrass him.
Or stop Flint from getting to Marauder.
Right.
Okay. I mean, I want to take any help I can get. I got to get a ship. I got to go.
So, how far away was the estate? Baron Fell's estate.
Couple of days.
Well, you know, he hasn't
he hasn't left yet. He's in the castle in the center of town.
Yeah.
Well, I'll...
Is that what you want to know?
Yeah, if you will give me...
You're going to do the poison for him,
mm-hmm.
right? You go.
So meet back here in a couple hours?
Yeah, get back here as soon as possible and we'll... And
you'll pack?
I'm going to pack, I'm going to go... I'm going to start locking things up, I guess, but I'm going to get ready to go. So
starting with the liquor cabinet, since you don't know where Cole is.
There's the pantry, yeah. But we're going to go, yeah, Cole's out, so I changed the locks. but no, I'm going to go out and find, I'm going to try and circle up a captain, but I want to wait for them because
wait
they can
them?
Help
okay.
me. They can help me with the circles.
Okay, so easiest first, let's brew your poison.
Okay.
Is there something can I go and talk to a banker about getting a loan to bribe somebody to give me a bonus on my circles?
You'd have to circle them up.
Circle up a banker?
What would be better than to stop a pirate boat with a goat boat made of gold? Go steal one. And it affects your greed. Go steal a boat.
That is a good... Yeah, but then I got a...
You got thugs right here.
Yeah, but the four of us can't pilot that ship.
None of us have a skill.
And none of us are sailors. None of us are sailors. It's a great idea, Jason. I love the idea. But we got to subdue a crew and make them do what we want them to do.
And also, Ethan has contacts.
Yeah, I think we had a better chance of just finding somebody else with a small, fast ship.
A Han Solo.
Make the Kessel run in less than 20 parsecs?
I thought it was single digit. Yeah. Five parsecs?
4 parsecs?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm so ashamed.
X number of parsecs.
I'm such a bad fan.
Go ahead.
I should know that.
All right, so you're going to do your poison and you're going to go...
Okay, poison.
Okay, I got 2 for poison. The obstacle is 2. Mm-hmm. So I will...
Does he need to go to the Baron to talk to him, or can he just use the
Baron?
Find
Lord Mason's plans, bring plans to country estate for Lord Baron.
Okay.
I'll burn a persona to bump it up one.
52? 22. 12. 12 parsecs. I said 20. Damn. I said 20, I said 4. I was, got the average right, I guess.
Okay.
So what happens if I fail?
If you fail...
It's deadly.
It works. Oh. It works on Dutch, but you have to administer it, so you get it. Or Jason gets it.
No. If you fail... Now, you're just going the plus one ob, right?
Right.
Okay. If you fail, you make your batch of poison... but have an incident in creating it and
poison myself.
Poison yourself, and you're going to be plus one op for the day.
Okay.
Of course, you know, when you wake up in the morning, it's already, the sun's already set, or setting set.
So it'll be a plus one OB to our circles test.
Oh, only if he's leading.
Well, I'm leading.
I hope.
I feel lucky.
Ow!
Oh, wait, why did I put that in my mouth? Oh!
Oh, thank God. Wait a minute.
This one's
right,
6.
It's a 6.
How many do you need? 2? OB2?
OB2.
OB doobie doo. Well, you burn the fate?
Yeah.
Why didn't you help me with herbalism?
It's only
the cure. Oh, there it is.
I can't do it. It's not herbalism in general. I can do it to help cure first.
So 2 on a 2 is challenging?
Oh,
No, it's a 3 on a 2. It's a 3 on a 2. It's not what you roll. It's not what your result is. It's what you roll.
I rolled 2.
One was
2 on a 2 is different.
Oh, no, because you had persona, right?
I put in persona and fate, both. It was a 2 on a 2.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's difficult.
Difficult.
Okay. Talithel, what is it that you wish to do?
I will proceed I'll proceed to the Baron. I'll proceed to the Baron.
But if you do, it won't kill you.
Right.
Probably.
I'm sorry.
Hopefully.
I'll proceed to the Baron.
Okay, and what is it you want to get from the Baron? Because you were saying you could try and throw your weight as Talithel around, but that wouldn't have the official seal of the Baron on it.
Right.
Okay. So you're going to Baron, and what do you want to get from him?
I would like to get a boat to stop, or to catch Marauder.
A Drauder.
To stop him so Flint can't catch him.
Gruber.
I want to embarrass Flint.
Well, that's all well and good, but... I can't let you have my yacht. No. I can't do that.
I'm pretty sure you got another.
It's not even in port right now.
I'm pretty sure you know through connections some other way of getting a boat.
All the boats that I can command are part of the Navy. I mean, I could commandeer one, but you know how rigorous that is.
Well, there is a boat in the docks.
But you need a fast boat, correct?
Yeah. Her ship's not going to be fast.
How do you know?
Because it's a galley.
It's a big...
There's also the one that I know Finn's got for 3 days. I do know that one's supposed to be... It's still on dock loading up, so we can commandeer that one.
We've lost the towel spell here.
There is another boat in the docks waiting. I think it's departing in 3 days. Can't remember the name of it. It's been a storyline.
Shadow Chaser.
I believe it's called the Shadow Chaser.
Ooh, it even sounds fast.
We can commandeer we can commandeer that one.
No, the Shadow Catcher would sound fast.
Yes, it would sound faster.
Chaser just that
it's
short.
Close. Yeah, so it's close.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
That's my ship. Always a bridesmaid.
So, and
slice of life, Dexter. Hmm.
So you're going to capture him?
Near miss.
You're going to capture this pirate, so we can execute him instead of the admiral. Is that what you're saying?
No, I want to make Captain Flint look bad.
Admiral Flint.
Admiral Flint, look bad.
Well, that's easy enough to do, but
because, in my eyes, you would be more in the shadows to this man's reputation because he captured the pirate.
True, but
I
he's
cannot,
a pirate.
But I don't want his name being as good as yours.
I agree, but I don't see. You're going to warn this pirate? Oh, that won't do me any good if that gets out, that I let a pirate escape the king's justice. As much as I hate the man, his hunting pirates is the king's work. Now, if you were to bring him in and we could hang him while the admiral is off playing on the water.
I don't know about the crew. Would the crew be able to manage the pirate's crew?
Which crew?
The pirates. Because I don't know what's on the Shadow Chaser, so I can't.
Neither do I. I've never heard of the boat. But if it's in docks, I can impound it and put it to our use of in the king's name.
I'm saying just get us an advantage die. Just get some kind of paperwork, something official saying we commandeer this ship. You know, we find the captain, we commandeer your ship. Thanks, let's go. What do you want to do?
Hot
air balloon. So, what do you want to get out of them? You want to get the Shadow Chaser out of him? You want to get?
Yeah, I'd like. I mean, if I can get the Shadow Chaser with through like a bribe, that way he's not involved.
Hmm. Okay.
That way, if something does go wrong, he's not to be quote unquote blamed.
Is he going to ask
okay,
for money
that,
like
that's
borrow some money from him, or is that?
That's more in line of what he's willing to be talked into. He's still not behind it, so you're going to have to roll for it. His will is 6.
And you have no persuasion.
I have no persuasion.
Why? You have no persuasion.
Nope, I'm oratory.
That's true.
So to open persuasion, it'd be, what, against 12, right?
Yeah.
So why'd we wait 2 hours for you?
Can you even see the...
if you look at,
what about your singing? Does he have, what, can he do anything with his songs, with music? I mean, if he was able to sing a song to him to convince him, as opposed to persuasion, do your songs do anything?
The
I don't know what his songs are.
He's got
aren't they like magic?
Yeah, they mm-hmm. got song of song, but I think they're mostly for
Lament of the Western Sun allows me to give.
Yeah.
Gets rid of the
grief.
Rhyme of Tongues allows me to talk to animals. Sing, or the Song of Merriment is just for like getting people involved. Song of Songs is like a backup. Song of Soothing is herbalism. Tract of Enmity is basically I can sing about you and trash you so elves will hunt you down. You. And Verse of Friendship is basically...
Look at me when you said that.
Yeah,
well, and Verse of Friendship is just the opposite of that. Just getting you to be liked by the elves.
What is your will?
My will?
Mm-hmm.
6.
6? What kind of 6?
Gray.
Wow.
So...
It's not bad.
It's doable. Now...
It's on a 12, though.
Right, it is on a 12. But he really wants his head. He's the only thing I can do to make it easier. But then you have to bring him his head.
What about his ship? Yeah. I mean, I'm not.
No, that's.
And by all means, don't think that I'm agreeing to any of this stuff. As a character,
of course. Your character's not agreeing to anything.
Right, right.
That is a very good. I like that.
I mean, you could ask for
like
a ship.
That.
You could ask for, you know,
yes,
the ship
commandeer
or the commandeer of the ship.
He wants the ship and the captain in chains.
Dun, dun, dun.
So while you're trying to persuade him for one, he's trying to persuade you for the other. Does that work for you?
So if he wins, he's going to help him get the ship anyway. But if he loses, he's going to help him get the ship. But he has to
bring back the pirate.
He has to agree to
bring back the pirate ship.
The drawer in chains. Okay.
So this is just opening and persuasion, correct?
We don't know yet because this will be a versus test, so we don't know what your obstacle is yet
because he hasn't rolled yet.
Right.
But luckily, you've got. Do you have any colons?
Nope. 10,000 colons. Nope.
Okay.
Well, you're such a capable man, elf, of such an extraordinary talent. Obviously, you can bring me back the pirate ship and the pirate captain in chains, and that will be such a scar on the admiral's good nature. Oh, you are the perfect person for this job.
Talithel,
I just
the
know
celebrity,
it.
Brought in a pirate.
The fact that a bard of such exquisite talent is the one who brought the horrible Captain Madrotter to justice. Oh, it's excellent.
Can you go
soothing
back
platitudes?
Soothing platitudes.
So, he's rolling four dice, which will, whatever successes he have will double for your obstacle. That's not your obstacle, it's his successes.
Right.
And you're rolling six dice that succeed on a three or better.
So how long is it going to take us to catch, stop the pirate?
That's a good question.
We're just trying to get
that. That's a really good question.
Yeah, but here's my thing. I am bargaining for me to go on this boat.
Yep.
Are you going?
Got
a gig.
Who says you have to go?
You have a gig, dude.
Who says you have to go?
Good question.
The Baron's saying.
No, the Baron didn't say you had to go. The Baron just said he wanted the ship and Madrotter in return. He never said you had to go personally.
Your gig's in 5 days. The ship we're trying to catch is 2 days out of port, and we've got a faster ship, right?
2 days out of it from a different port.
This port.
No, 2 days out of this port.
This is the boat that Senzio is on, which left 2 days ago.
So if the ship's fast enough, you might be able to catch him and get back in time for the gig. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. If the ship's fast enough.
Alright, so it's my will versus his. I can have
fail.
So I do like that for the failure, though. The failure, well, I already make you bring back. No. It's you as a player's choice whether Talithel feels obligated to go or not.
Okay. You can add a die in for Persona, correct?
Yeah, if you spend
it. You can add up to three.
Up to three. If you have three to get rid of.
I'll use one.
Okay. So how many dice do you have?
Seven.
So six plus the one. All right.
And three or better for you.
Oh, there's more.
Yikes.
I got four.
You got four?
Four two.
I got two, which is four.
Which is what you need.
Well, hold on. Nobody won, right?
That's a versus test. That's nobody won.
Well, I can burn a fate.
You got sixes?
He's got one. A 1-6.
All right.
50-50 chance.
No, it's better than 50. Because he's three better. He's gray.
All right.
His will is gray.
You convince him that just stopping him is good enough. He really wished we could bring him the ship, though. But anyway, here's the writ of promissory writ, which says, you know, I'm going to pay you. You're going to do this. I'll pay you what I feel like later. Royal seal. Boom. Go.
Gone.
Awesome.
Which basically tells the captain of the ship you present that to that, you're doing the king's work. I'll pay you if you live long enough to get back to me.
Eminent domain.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll head to straight where I told him I'd be and
couple hours.
Yeah, he comes back to the house, I guess.
I don't know if he's back here.
This is wonderful!
Here.
You are...
Hold on, hold on. Let me have this back.
Maria could never do that! You are better than Maria. You have the skills that Maria, she cannot compete with you. You have the voice of an angel, of a god, a golden throat. You are the greatest singer in the history of...
Singing.
Singing. Since singing was invented.
You know, for personal reference, I would love to have my name in every doctor's house that you work in.
I will tell them that Tarsal is the most talented person, elf, human, person, dwarf, ever.
Could have him commission pictures of you to hang in every place he does business.
A statue for his courtyard.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yes.
Then we get back. We must go now. Very well. We will take this paper and we will go see the captain of the Shadow Chaser.
Catcher.
Yes. We are going to rename his ship.
After.
Yeah, after. We go to see the captain of the Shadow Chaser.
All righty. And we will call that a session.
What? I want to make a roll.
You don't need to make a roll. You see this paper? We go. Okay? All right.
It says we go, we go. It says you go, you go.
Okay.
I roll 5 out of 4.
5 out of 4 is routine, right? Or is it difficult?
Might be difficult.
What's a 5 out of 4? Anybody?
Difficult.
Difficult?
Yeah.
Cool.
You can't advance like a base stat, can you?
I'm sorry?
You can't advance a base stat.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But routines don't do anything for them. Four versus... I had 2 successes.
Which is 4.
No, I had 2 successes. You compare it before you double. So 4. And you were rolling 6 dice, so that is a routine, so it counts towards opening persuasion. If it would have been 5 or higher, it would have counted for the will test as opposed to the persuasion test. So if it's difficult or challenging, it counts for the stat.
Mm.
When you're trying to open a skill, if it's difficult or challenging, it counts for the stat. If it's routine, it counts for the opening the skill.
Hmm.
Okay. 73?
I got bookmarked. 74. 70.
71.
74 was the old picture.
That's what I thought of it. Okay. All right. Doug.
The lion must be caged. Find him.
Okay.
So let's wait.
Are you going... You know where he is. You can either keep that for finding him for real or change it and you know where he is. You have found him in one context, which you want it to be. You want to keep chasing him down, it can be. It's a fate.
I want to keep chasing him down. I want to catch him.
Okay.
So I'll take the fate.
All right.
And Briggs is helpless without me. Help him find the info. I gave him the poison, but that wasn't really what I had in mind when I wrote this belief.
Right.
And you can talk your way out of any problems. So I don't think that came up.
Let's see. Yeah, the Briggs was close, but not quite.
Yeah, well, that wasn't what I had in mind when I wrote the belief.
Right,
I thought
yeah.
We'd be at the party, and I would help him break in, steal stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
Rogue.
Traits? Instincts?
No, nothing came up.
Traits? Did you invoke any traits?
No.
Okay. Jeff. Uzkul.
Uzkul. I will convince Marie to perform at Nora's party. I helped. Briggs
most
do
definitely.
That. Persona?
Yeah. She will perform there.
Cool. Rock Snakes didn't come in to play. I will use any means necessary to protect Captain Madrawder from Admiral Flint. I was pushing for that at the end. We didn't get very far.
I think you were, to an extent, pushing for it the entire session. You just...
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess just one fate for it.
Right, just a fate.
Yeah, I don't know. And I must protect Sir Shane's secret and his orphan son, Senzio. I could whine and argue about that, but I'm not going to say it's the same type of thing. But I'm trying to protect Senzio also.
That's almost a subtext. The secret hasn't been in danger, so...
Yeah, but Senzio is, but I don't know that we know that he is necessarily in danger. I'll leave that to you.
Okay.
I don't know if it's worth a fate or not.
Instincts?
Playing an instinct to make my life. No.
Okay.
Didn't come into play. Invoking a trait that goes in unforeseen direction did not do that. And so, no.
Okay.
No
beliefs,
instincts, or traits. That's
Odin's. I will turn Nora against Maria. That didn't come into play. I'll use the musical performance to give Briggs time to look around for Mason's plans. So
didn't get to it.
I want to do this special request for Baron Fell.
That was last week.
So, but he did give me the letter and information. So I don't know.
He did that for you. You didn't do a special request for him. He did a favor for you.
What the
ship?
The ship.
No. But to get information on Flynn, I didn't know how much information he wanted, because this is where he's going to plan on coming in to attack the pirate ship.
Oh, what he wanted, and that was last week. He wants you to perform at the party and get information. Was what he wanted. I mean, you got information for him, which is always nice, but he wants you to play the party.
Right. So, okay. Then my number, let's see. All Eyes on Me, didn't come in. Always Close the Show, didn't come in. Always Oblige a True Fan. That got me into trouble.
Yes.
How did that get you in trouble?
Maria.
You suck.
You're the greatest. Let's go talk to her. You're the greatest. Let's go talk to her. Oh, she's the greatest.
Hey, I love beauty.
I like it. Yeah.
So, persona or fate?
That's a instinct? Well, that's a fate. That's a fate. Joe, our Lothario Briggs.
Women may fill my coin purse, but never my heart. Basically, do not fall in love.
You did fight off the mom, right?
But in...
That wasn't
But he's not trying to get money out of her. He wasn't... You're trying to get information out of her, but it's not money. You weren't trying to...
I won't fill my time and coin purse. That's a stretch. But I think I should get... I will help arrange a performance contest for Lady...
Oh, definitely. That's
a persona, right?
Yeah. And I will assist Talithel and obtain information for him regarding Lord Mason.
Mm-hmm.
That's a persona.
Yeah, because you found the stuff.
Well, if you wish to keep finding information on Lord Mason...
No.
Okay, then that's a persona.
Okay. So I'll complete that one, and then the arrange a performance.
Both of those. You got two
also persona
off of that.
Okay.
So you have two new beliefs you have to come up with next week.
Yeah.
At least.
Yes. And we're doing instincts too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Only use magic as a last resort.
You never use magic.
I didn't cast any spells, but it didn't really come into play.
Yeah.
Use charm and wit to distract from truth and honesty.
Yeah. Well, is that an instinct or a trait?
That's an instinct.
That's an instinct.
Instinct that makes your life difficult. Playing an instinct that makes your character's life difficult.
He could have betted her and then ransacked the place. He used charm and wit instead of...
Yeah.
Instead of fate.
I like it, yeah. That's a fate.
Right, I'm refilling.
That's the way it works sometimes. You build it up, and it goes away.
Yeah, it goes quick. Always try to talk my way out of fights. I wasn't really fighting tonight.
Well, you were... Well, I mean,
I think
it doesn't have to be a physical melee. I mean, it's she's trying to bed you, and you're talking your way around it.
I mean, there was dice involved.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that counts. I mean, always
give yourself another fate for that.
I mean, if you want to broaden it, you can always talk my way out of a tight, tricky situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I might do that for next game.
Yeah, I mean, but that's
awesome. Okay.
That's one of the reasons we talk them out. Is because
somebody else might see it.
Jeff might see something that you don't see in your own character. I might see something. I might be going.
I mean, we saw you talking your way, and we're trying to convince you, man, bet this woman, and you're going, no, I'm going to use charm and wit and work my way around her. And we're going, why? And then you get awarded for it later. So,
do we have any in character game stoppers tonight?
Not game stoppers.
I thought Joe was pretty funny, but
we had some game stoppers, but I'm not sure any of them were in character.
No. I could think of one, but it was in another game a couple of days ago.
Okay, for having the skill to make the story go right, skill, right time.
I don't really have skill.
Well, you are. You didn't have the skill. I was thinking.
His persuasion.
Yeah, I mean his
on Maria. That
there was
really
some skill you rolled that because you found that Madrawder, that he was going to get Madrawder. That's what I was thinking of. You got the information. You had the skill to find that he was hunting Madrawder and where he was and what was going on, and that takes us into next
chase.
Yeah,
next
that takes us into next. I mean, after we resolve
now both of those the warehouse. Were very good. So give yourself a.
Definitely.
Fate point for that.
Awesome.
Okay.
Embodiment.
For distinctive role playing.
What? I'm just kidding.
Somebody wake up the drunk.
Yeah, he was passed out drunk the whole time.
Mold breaker. I'm going for mold breaker.
I don't think anyone this week. Everyone is pretty standard at this point. We got a good sense of the doctor, Talithel, Briggs, Ethan. No one really jumped up and punched me in the face. Not literally, please.
Now there was a stare down low.
Mold breaker? Anyone breaking their character?
I don't think we had any mold breakers. Roy not playing at all.
Okay, for doing all the work for the scenario, workhorse.
I think
Roy again raises his hand.
I mean, Briggs did a lot of the stuff, but I nominate Briggs.
I think so. Yeah.
I think Joe. Because Jason didn't roll. Jason was involved in a lot of the scenes, but Briggs, I think, did all the rolling. I mean, he was pushing the scene forward. He did the persuasion. He led the persuasion on the thing.
He got the map.
He went forward. Which is, I think, a lot of what we were trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All favor?
Sure.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's a persona. All
right.
MVP. For being the crucial element of success.
I'm going to say Jason.
Yeah. I agree, Jason.
I want Jason because he got the...
I think the success of the,
I mean,
of the night
yeah, everything
was
based...
getting that writ to grab the to grab
right,
the
that
ship.
Was that's huge. But also, a lot of the stuff is based around Jason. So.
And he Talithel's baiting of Maria.
Yeah.
Fate.
That's a persona.
Personal goals. Revenge, triumph, seduction. Okay. Cool. Where's everybody? Where's the Arthur bloke?
Four persona and eight fate.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Three and seven.
Persona and fate.
Yeah,
I'm a 3 at 9.
5 and 2.
5 persona.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
5 persona.
No,
two and five.
No, I normally think of it as fate, then persona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 5 and 2. Okay. Because they went persona, then fate, and then...
7 and 2.
7 and 2.
So we're
all about together.
You guys are leaving to chase down...
I'm leaving to warn him, and I gotta find him.
The question
now
is,
next week we find out what happened with
Roy and Todd,
the other question,
Cole and Finn.
Yeah. And if we resolve that, then we can go back and get the ship and go.
Right.
Well, the other question is why you're out after you stop, quote unquote, Madrada. Well, if we stop the pirate from coming in, whether you all actually go pick up Todd's stuff or not.
Well, we might while we're out, but... Oh, and then you all can deal with the thing inside. But Todd's got to... I don't know if Todd's going to go with us. We still have to get the ship, but Todd could finish his stuff in a night. I mean, you all could finish your fight and still catch up with us.
That's pretty much...
Yeah,
what I'm looking at.
Because we're talking about 2 hours, 2-3 hours. That gives you all time to resolve your fight.
Well, probably been a little bit more than that. I mean, you talked to Maria, then you went back to your house.
Yeah.
And then you...
Well, actually, we went from Maria's to Nora's.
All right, you talked to Maria, then you talked to Nora, then you went back to your house.
Waited for Joe, took 10
then
minutes.
You went to talk to the Baron, then you came back to your house,
right?
And now you're on your way to the ship. So
y'all have some time to resolve whatever you're going to do, and you all can, one of you can stay and do with them, and one, you know, like half of us can go on the ship, and half of us can stay here and deal with the party. I mean,
I get one.
If we're not worried about
it. Yeah, you get one.
Yeah. Assuming they don't die. they can be back.
Good possibility.
At your house. For the end. Even if they do die, they might be back at your house by the end of the...
Ooh, zombies.
Oh, well, yeah. Or if they get wounded, they could be brought to my house.
Exactly.
And I can fix them.
Indeed. If they have persistence.
Because there's stuff going on. I mean, I got...
God, hope that doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah.
Look.
Reference to...
All I can promise you is if you're worse off, I will save you from a worse fate. Okay?
Well, now, see, the thing is, rules-wise, as a player character...
Uh-huh.
You have a persona to spend. You spend it. You survive.
Right.
If he fails his rolls, that just means it takes you the entire time to heal.
Right.
So I can't kill you. Of course I might.
That's a different story.
Yeah. I.
You don't, if,
oh, I failed my chirurgy check. I'll just cut his throat.
It's a proven tendency.
That's the way the dwarves do it.
Sleight of hand and put the poison in his medicine bag.
Ooh.
So you won't be able to sing after I, you know.
No, the poison makes his throat swell up so he can't have alcohol. You know, they water.
Makes him allergic to alcohol.
On that fluffy nose.
Now, there is something like that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Everybody say goodnight.
Goodnight.
You've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusak Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Burning Wheel, The Adventure Burner, The Character Burner, The Magic Burner, and The Monster Burner are trademarks of Luke Crane. The Burning Wheel is copyright 2011, Luke Crane.